Item 3 is a rezoning at 700 Renfrew Street under file DAZ221 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, a variance at 700 Renfrew Street under file DAV160194 of 2011D.
Okay, the applicant, Titania Crawford, could you come forward?
Thank you. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Thank you, friends and family, for being here to support us. The main purpose of rezoning this home is to have jobs, secure jobs for 8 people that work together. We are established hairdressers and esthetician, and we have been together for many years. I'd like to continue our relationship and our co-worker relationship as well. We're content with the rezoning of 700 Renfrew since I won't be able to afford the new lease that is coming up for renewal. This is the best for us. I would like the community and the neighbors to know that my intentions are to improve the neighborhood by many means, improve the aesthetics of the place, having a place to walk to and have your services done, having a 9-to-5 business which would make a more secure neighborhood. I have tried to think of changes for the home that are suitable for both business and neighborhood, like adding a fence, also keeping most of the trees, and having a beautiful landscape. I understand the main concern is the parking. For that reason, I have asked permission to CP Rail to be able to have a staff parking on their land, and they will allow us. I have also inquired about having an approach to the premises which will reduce the traffic by 50%. Finally, I would like to tell my neighbors to reconsider being opposed to this. I have demonstrated my interest in maintaining the neighborhood feel and even improve it, and also I have met all the concerns you might have. Finally, I'd like to say we will be helping others, and that feels good. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Any questions?
Not at this point.
Thank you. We have a number of people listed in support, and when I call your name, you can indicate if you wish to speak or simply to be recorded in support. Lori Havorka, you here? Is she here? She left. Okay, she'll be recorded in support. Monique Massey? Recorded? Nikki Labossier? Lorette Penner? Gemma Cowley? Mark Flama? Thank you. Antonio Lupinetti? Thank you. Elaine Villareza, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing everyone properly. Brent McCannell, record. Wilma Circunera, record, okay. And J.C. Bezo, Bez something, I can't read the writing, record. Thank you, everyone. Is there anyone else who is in support of the application who has, whose name was not called? Did you, you didn't register?
Yes, I did.
Oh, maybe you're in the wrong pile.
Yes. Check.
No, I don't see it. You registered in support? What did you say your name was?
Oh, I found it.
Oh, there we are. And you wish to be recorded or speak? Thank you. Thanks very much. Sorry about that. Anyone else? Oh. Did you have your names in support? On the same paper.
Quickly go through.
Okay. We'll see. There was a lot of slips today.
On it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And do you wish to be recorded or speak? Thanks very much. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Now, for those in opposition to this application, Renee Bray, do you wish to be recorded or to speak? Well, is there somebody from the opposition group that wants to be first and I can put them up, or? Okay. Who wants to speak first and then we'll call out the other names? And your name is? Okay. Come on down. I'm going to, after she speaks, I'll go through the names and ask if people want to add something or simply be recorded. So we'll do it that way.
Hello. My name is Lauren Cialelli, and I live at 716 Renfrew, three houses down. My biggest concern is the safety of our children. Our neighborhood, especially our street, have worked really hard to be a community and to let our children know that they're safe when they're up and down, night, day. We've worked really hard at that. I've been there 21 years. I love being a residential area. My children have attended the schools. They've made friends. The kids walk up and down the streets without even a care of what strangers are up and down or what cars are on the street. I don't even worry when my children walk out the door. My 12-year-old son, he'll say, "Mom, I'm going down to see a friend." And it won't even be a half an hour. And Mom, Antonio was by today. It's really important to our street that we stay residential. We don't want a lot of commercialism. We don't want in that area. We like being residential. There is lots of residential people in our area. There's lots of commercial areas in our River Heights South area. There are many hairdressing options in the area. There's also one two blocks down from us, which is for sale. It has five chairs. It has ample space. It doesn't make sense. There's one half a block down from our house. There's one other two blocks on the other way. There are tons of options and availability. The location is convenient for community residents, as there's parking on both sides on Grant Avenue for the hairdressing location that's open and for sale. My aunt's been there for over 40 years, and she's a very well-respected person in the area. Her hairdressing is there. It's been there for a long time. Lots of people in the community can walk there. I don't know what more I can say. The space, there's tons of space for her option other than the house. But my biggest option is the safety of our children. The neighbors know our children up and down the streets. My kids can walk up into the street. The neighbors know them by name. I don't really want a lot of extra traffic on the street. She's asking for 13 spots. If there are 13 spots there, that means there's lots of employees. Where are they going to all park? That street is going to become a parking lot, and I don't want that. I want it to be an area where our visitors can come, our friends can come. There's a spot for them to park. When I go grocery shopping, I want to be able to park in front of my house and unload my groceries, where I always park for 20 minutes and then park in my driveway. I want to be able to do that. I just have a real issue. My one concern is, Tatiana, you mentioned, and if I can ask, the people that were recorded, are they all employees or are they people within the community?
The applicant will have a chance to come back, okay, but at great. The end, yeah, so I'd she like can to answer any
that's
questions
just a question
that are
I had, and I'd like to know. Yeah. Having that many chairs means there's a lot of jobs there, and that's wonderful, but I don't want a commercial business on my street. I want us to stay residential. I want us to be still a family. We're very empathetic to Tatiana, and we hope she finds somewhere to be a thriving business. Thank you.
Thanks. Any questions?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
But I'm just going to call out other names and ask you if you wish to speak or just be recorded. Lauren Cialelli. Where are you? That's you. Sorry, Marlene Ackman. You wish to be recorded. James Lunn. Thank you. Angelo Grande. Recorded. Wynne Adair? Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to see you again. I have my speech, actually. Can I just hand it out? Well, I'll be short and sweet, okay? My name is Wynne Adair. I've been a realtor for 19 years in Winnipeg and Manitoba, commercial and residential. I've been asked to speak to this rezoning. I'm very familiar with the fabric of this particular end of town. I have a concern in that this developer could have bought the existing commercial hair salon at Centennial and Grant. I've attached the listing of this property, which is not only residential, but has a huge commercial component to it. The hair salon there has been in business for over 40 years. After the applicant purchased 700 Renfrew, she tried to buy the neighboring property at 704 Renfrew as well. Had she been successful, her purchase would have been over $650,000. So buying the commercial property at Centennial appears to be a viable option. The applicant is a person of financial means, so I feel it is not in the realm of possibility to purchase an already existing commercial building. It's currently for sale and just within blocks. Putting a commercial business on this residential corner concerns me because it's changing the residential fabric of our community. I live in River Heights and have purchased here because of the residential component. If we are to dump even more commercial areas into this community along residential strips of land, we invite people to vacate and move to gated communities. Also at Lanark and Grant, the builders who built the condominiums did apply for a commercial strip and were denied. So I have a picture. It's all residential around there. It doesn't butt up again against commercial. I don't personally think it's in the best interest, especially when there's so much commercial for sale in that area. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Pat Haas.
You have to go around.
My name is Pat Hawes. I live at 658 Lanark Street. That's just one street west of Renfrew. This has been my home for the past 26 years. Because of my home's close proximity to Grant and Renfrew, I'm affected by any redevelopment of 700 Renfrew. Therefore, I oppose the request for commercial zoning. A better solution for all concerned parties is a zoning variance. And here is why. First, there is vacant commercial space available near 700 Renfrew, all within a 4 to 7.5 minute walk. These spaces are located at the intersection of Grant and Centennial, One of the strip malls here is the DeSanto Center, and it has vacant commercial space on the main level. Two, the intersection of Grant and Keniston. The mall at this location contains a three-story commercial building, Keniston Place. There is space for lease here. And three, the intersection of Corydon and Renfrew. That's two blocks north of the subject. There are five vacant units on the main level of this shopping mall. So, if Ms. Crawford's hair salon needs commercial space, there are a number of vacant units very close by. Two of the malls even have parking lots for customers' vehicles. My second reason for opposition is that four hair salons already exist near 700 Renfrew. They are Vane Hair Studio at 1682 Grant. That's at the corner of Lindsay. It's a one-minute walk. Clelia's Hair Designs at 1825 Grant at the corner of Centennial. That's a four-minute walk. Singleton's at Keniston Village Mall, a 6.5-minute walk. And Hair to Die For at 1700 Corydon at the corner of Renfrew, a 7.5-minute walk away. The hair salons appear to be doing well, and I wish Ms. Crawford's salon success too. But what if Ms. Crawford finds that because of these other salons, she doesn't have the clientele needed to maintain her commercial enterprise here? She might move elsewhere or close her business altogether. That would leave us residents with yet another piece of commercial development in an already commercial-heavy residential enclave. Within just six streets here, there are a total of eight strip malls, two shopping centers, a co-op gas bar, a superstore, and a custom tailor. There is no need or desire for any more commercial development here. In conclusion, I'm restating my opposition to commercial zoning at 700 Renfrew. However, I would accept the establishment of Ms. Crawford's salon at this location if it's done through a zoning variance and the property remains R1M, as Paris Taylor's has done. Ms. Crawford's customers will have room to park along Renfrew. This would be in the best interests of both the nearby homeowners and the business owner. And I would like the committee's decision to reflect this win-win solution. Thank you.
Thank you. Judy Plotkin.
I oppose. I was born into the neighborhood. I spent at least 17 years as a young person living in two different addresses in the area, and I've returned home to live back in the neighborhood. I am appalled at the overdevelopment of the area and against it. There's a bunch of traffic in there that never used to exist. I wish this lady all of this success. And there's an abundance of vacant commercial property to help her succeed. I don't know all of the facts other than my dear friend bought a house right beside the establishment. I've waited a long time for my dear friend to return home to the neighborhood, only to learn about a lack of transparency in the whole enterprise. I don't know if you have on file the proposal that this lovely lady has put together for her project, but But if she can afford $650,000, she can afford rent. Her proposal states that she wishes to buy the property to keep jobs. Well, as it's been indicated by the previous person, there's ample spaces available that are already commercially zoned. I'm concerned in the sort of shortage of decent housing for residential families that we're losing them to more and more commercial enterprises in a family-zoned single-dwelling neighborhood. I'm against, I think, the variance because there's a precedence here, and that's my concern. From a planning, city planning perspective, is if we allow our residential neighborhoods to be converted to commercial, then it essentially changes the very nature of residential communities. There's a lack of transparency that's going on here. Quick math about the traffic potential. Most hair salons are not 9 to 5, and I think it's very naive to believe that they are. On a day with 8 chairs, that's a potential for half an hour a haircut each of 192 people per day. Per week, a 6-day work week, which most hair salons that I'm aware of run 6 days, that's 1,152 people per week. Times 4 weeks in a month is 4,608 folks in and out of a family dwelling in a quiet residential neighborhood. This woman apparently put an offer to purchase for the house beside. What was her intention? This woman already has a lovely home in a lovely neighborhood. Why does she need to buy two houses side by side? And what was the intention? The president of Vicks on Grant, I believe he asked for more chairs, was denied that. And he had to live in the home, was the condition. This lovely lady has no intention whatsoever of residing in the home. So there are a number of issues that are of deep concern, as I spoke earlier, to the overdevelopment of South River Heights, the traffic flow, the kind of strangers coming into the neighborhood, and I'm sure many of them are lovely, but these are residential homes, and we're losing them fast. I don't want Cordon Avenue on Grant. I don't want to see one by one these homes being turned into commercial spaces. So there is a history of community in that area. There is a history of single-family dwellings in that area, and there are plenty empty spaces to fill her desire to keep people employed. And especially, you know, if we say yes to this, what's to stop the president? I'm disturbed deeply that Niagara and Grant has turned into a 3-story property, which from an environmental standpoint changes the nature of the neighborhood. So one by one, this is where it's going, and I'm dead against it. And I think my esteemed neighbors and such have more to say about this. And the people in favor present, I suspect, are staff. It might be interesting to verify that. I'll say no more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Deborah Black.
Good evening, councillors. My name is Deborah Black. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX Professionals and the new resident at 704 Renfrew Street. I grew up in River Heights, and it's been a long time goal of mine to return to my home. I have a little compass inside my head that said, this is where I need to live. I love the neighborhood. I have to buy again there. When the opportunity arose and my personal situation was at its best, I found this beautiful little home at 704 Renfrew, and I put an offer into purchase along with 10 other people. Being a realtor, I know the draw in River Heights for great properties. So you can imagine how thrilled I was when I heard that my offer was accepted. I paid a lot of money for that home, and I know as a realtor that I did a favor to all my neighbors of the area by increasing their property values. Okay, so so since then, the situation has changed. I learned when I took possession October 1st that a hairdressing salon was planned. This was not a disclosure made by the realtor or the former residents of the property. So I was pretty devastated. I want to address a few issues. The neighbors, we've just gotten together recently and put together a petition in opposition to this, and I'm going to go through point by point. And I have copies of this that I'd like to hand to you. If you'd like, I can do that now or after. Okay, so this impacts me, I think, most of all, because the business wants to move in beside my home. The variance is for it to infringe another 5 feet towards my property, and I have a number of concerns, as do my neighbors. This petition is in regards to the application for the rezoning of 700 Renfrew from R1 to C1, and a variance request to reduce distance between 700 and 704 Renfrew from 10 feet to 5 feet. We, the undersigned, and we've collected 43 signatures, probably could collect at least 100 more if we had more time. We, the undersigned, are in opposition to the applicant's request for the rezoning and variance of 700 Renfrew from R1 to C1 commercial space for a non-resident occupied beauty salon and back lane access parking lot. And I emphasize non-resident. This is a residential area. Had I known that this was going to be a business, I would not have purchased the property. Okay? That makes perfect sense. And I would advise any of my clients not to purchase beside a commercial property, in River Heights especially, or any area. Number one, this proposal will change and directly affect and cause the reduction of our residential property values for the following reasons. A commercial property on our street corner will erode and compromise the integrity and fabric of our neighborhood. A corner business of this scope would alter the exposure and the activity level of our area, which is by definition and historically the place we come home to after our day at work to gain balance, to relax and recharge, and recreate with our families and friends. It is the right of every area resident, no matter where they live, to the peaceful enjoyment of our homes and of our properties. The increase of people coming into our neighborhood would be so substantial and unacceptable in a residential community. If there were an eight-chair salon with one client per stylist every 30 minutes during an 8 to 10 hour work day for 5 days a week, the total count would be 800 people a week coming in and out of that property. That could be 2,400 people a month. The impact to the neighborhood. Safety concerns would then arise due to this increased traffic flow and would inconvenience first the residents for parking in front of our homes and along both sides of Grant Avenue, north and south. The proposed 14-space parking lot with access from the back lane will further impose another danger with cars turning in and out and speeding down the lane from Mathers and Taylor to avoid trains crossing during the day. With this influx of traffic, environmental issues would arise. A parking lot would create toxic fumes from car exhaust, which I don't particularly want to smell in my house, an increase during cold months with warming and idling cars. Waste products from the salon, from hair color and perms, and the fumes they emit through the venting system of this salon would cause a danger to the environment and the neighborhood. What is the refuse going to go into? Is there going to be a large container that is going to require a different type of garbage removal? And has an environmental impact study actually been done as to what effects this is going to have in a residential neighborhood? As homeowners in this residential neighborhood, we have no control over what type of commercial business would then assume the space should the salon fail. We would not, or if it should change location, we would not welcome another gas station, a restaurant, or a bar, or any other type of commercial business in this, if it was rezoned and the business failed. The exposure of a lawn of this large non-resident occupied business may attract unsavory attention after hours and increase crime to our area. Increased traffic in the area would impact an already busy intersection at both Lanark and Renfrew, where there are two daycare centres, Carpathia Daycare and On the Move Daycare, and St. John Brebeuf and J.B. Mitchell Elementary Schools. It is known that during drop-off and pick-up hours, traffic flow increases substantially onto Grant Avenue from these two streets. River Heights has ample commercial space that has already been spoken to and addressed that are already zoned C1 that are for sale and for lease and used by retail and service businesses. For example, Centennial and Grant has commercial building for sale that was for many years a successful hairdressing salon. And last, I want to speak to this issue that upon initial interaction with area residents, and this is before I even arrived on the street, Ms. Crawford was not forthcoming with her business intentions. She had only just given us this past Sunday and disclosed her elevation plans to just a few of the neighbours. She did not disclose the size and scope of her venture or the exact makeup of what would be included on the premises in the way of an aesthetics practice. Are there plans for a tanning bed, for instance? Also, she did not initially disclose that she would be living in the home or that the garage would be removed for a parking lot with the addition of this huge parking lot. She's already removed trees on the property, large trees that are over 40 years old. Her permit is already at the inspection stage. She's already moving forward with this project. She did collect a number of signatures, but this is based on partial disclosures of her intended plans. And also, she did put an offer in to purchase the property that I also put an offer in for, so I question her intent. As residents, we are strongly opposed to this rezoning and will not allow the city or any residents or non-residents the opportunity to further change the face and fabric of our community with the addition of yet another corner business. In this case, the proposal is for a substantially large and established business with many individuals working in the same space, each serving their own established client bases with the intent of growth in a non-resident occupied residential neighborhood. That's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And Renee Bray, are you here still?
I just got one point to make, really. I've been in the area for 5 years. I bought 712 Renfrew Street, which is three doors down. I'm two doors down from Deborah. In the past 5 years, I've noticed that some of the aged initial long-term residents have been in the area. They've slowly sold their houses to younger families, and you see it's an attractive thing because it's still residential. Just recently, the last couple of years, I've liked the area, so I figured, well, this is a place I want to have my family and set up my home for the next, well, as long as I live kind of thing. So I've invested well over $100,000 in my property to try and prop up the area to, you know, attract other people. And I think that having a commercial property on the corner there, people are not going to be wanting to purchase the properties as willing as on other streets that would have non-commercial ventures on their streets. So I think it distracts from my property value as well as Deborah's and residents of the area. And I would like to see the area thrive with young families. Like last night, it was nice. We sat outside, had a fire. We had like over 75 little kids come by. It was nice. It was really nice. I don't want to see that go away. I have a son myself, and I enjoy the area quite a bit. So I just wanted to say that, and that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else who wish to speak in opposition to this application whose name did not get called? Yes? Did you put in a slip like this? You did. You missing another one? And your name? Jalali. That sounds familiar. Did you wish to speak?
Yeah, come on down. No, if they've already missed an opposition.
Good evening, everyone. Just like I said, my name is Gilel. I live 708 Renfrew Street. I moved there around 15 years ago. I moved from one place which was going to start the deteriorating. So I found the place, nice place, River Heights, residential, quiet. So I bought the house there. Now today, what happened? I found out, it's come up, the young lady. He wanted to make the commercial zone, the corner of the street, just 2 hours from me. And she wanted to do a parking lot, a parking for 16 cars on a back, which I disagree completely on that. And the traffic is going to be much more lots on the back lane. So we have to watch, we have to be careful of what where are we stepping, when are we stepping out, what are we doing, and what not. So I know, you happen to know this young lady just four or five weeks ago when she first came to me. And she said, if I can give the name for signature for the city. And because she bought the corner there, the house on the corner, and she wanted to make a little bit business address, you know. So I answered her. I said, I don't think so. I have any opposition of that. I said, everyone, we try to get to make an extra buck. And so, that's where we left. After that, I found out she was not going to live there. She was not going to get an extra buck, but she was going to make a big business address with 8 chairs, another chair for the whatever, a meal, whatever they call. And who knows what else she's going to do there. We don't know. So I strictly opposing that place there to become commercial. I would like to be residential as it was, and so the people over there can live a little bit freely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jody Hancherick, you just record its opposition, and Michelle Barker and Brian Barker, record in opposition. Okay, is there anybody else? Let's make sure we've heard everyone. Okay, Titania Crawford, you can come back and speak in rebuttal. Just two things that have been brought up by those in opposition.
First of all, it's not about me. It's about 8 other people that work with me, workers. I started my business as a regular hair salon, and, you know,
having, you know, commission gain, 50-50, no problem. I can pay my rent. More people came to work for me. More people asked me, Tatiana, I become friends with them. Can I rent from you? I'm not making a good money with this 50-50 get earnings. No problem. What can I do? Here we go. And you know, all the girls that are here are because I want this for them more than for me. Yes, you're right. I can afford a home, and I could even afford a $650,000 business, which I could not. I lost it.
Could you address your comments way, please?
Yeah. I've been trying to find a place for over a year. I have lost many, and there are not. The places that they have mentioned, I cannot afford. I mean, they are $1.5 million. They are very expensive. I'm sure you find that out, right? Did you find out how much the places were?
Okay. Could you please address us? You're not supposed to talk to the audience.
Well, those are the main things. I'm doing this for everybody else, and I think they should be a little bit more hard to try to help more other people. I'm trying to meet all the problems that you come up with. The parking is done. There's enough parking there, so there won't be any problems with that. Safety, I think, to the contrary of what they're saying, by having a business in a corner with lights and, you know, 9 to 5, the kids are going to be more secure coming and going from school for 3:30 or 4 o'clock when the, you know, start getting dark. There's more people coming in and out. I really, really doubt that there is anybody from our shop or our neighbors or our clients that will be doing any harm. We are established. We are not people that are going to get people from other neighborhoods. Besides, all the people that are going to come to our shop, if they are new, they're going to be our neighbors. And our neighbors are good, aren't we? So what are you talking about saying that it's going to be dangerous for kids? It's the opposite. It's the contrary. We are a corner shop. We will be something in the corner. Traffic's through Grant, and Grant is very busy. I have inquired about different things so the traffic will be less there. And yes, I can get an approach that goes into a house and not to and come out through the back lane. So the back lane is used only once by a client. That is cutting the traffic through the back lane that they say is their back lane by half, right? The approach will be right in the middle of the property, which I already inquired about, and it can be done, and all that. Let me just try to... yes, I did try to buy the home next to me when I just was told by one of the neighbors that this home was for sale, which is a neighbor from the neighborhood. I bought it. It was very brief. It was a matter of days that I bought this home. This home was for sale for 13 days before I saw it or somebody told me about it. And I bought it. It was great. The location is awesome. I wouldn't be bothering. It's not in the middle of a street or a neighborhood. It's right at the corner. So it would be no problems for my neighbors, which I do like to have, you know, good relationship with. I was going to see my father in South America, and I briefly wrote a paragraph saying, we are eight stylists. It's in the file. We are eight stylists, and we like to open a hair salon at this address. Do you agree? And I have most of the signature except three from about 20 homes. And I came back from South America, and the house next to me, which where the couple agree on me being there, was sold. Or it was for sale. And that's the reason why I didn't want to get into this, but you're asking for me to give you an answer. And yes, I wanted to buy it so I could go ahead. I've been spending a lot of money, and not because I have maybe a little bit more, I'm going to waste it all. I mean, I should have this hearing on the 12th of September, and it's being held just now for various reasons. And that's the only reason why I wanted to buy the home, so I could not have the problem that I'm having now. I was going to flip the home right away, you know, as soon as it's a go-ahead on this, and that would have been solved, kind of thing. Yes, truly, I've been trying to do this for a long time so far, and I did not know that neighbors be so opposed to this. But I assure you that everything I'll do, you will appreciate it more than what you're saying now. If you agree with me, they will appreciate it. There is complete community, right? Complete community means having a small business in the corner store to walk to, because people use their car way too much lately, to be able to go to have a cup of coffee, to just talk to people if they need to. I mean, there is so many good things about having a small hair salon that is helping 8 families. All the things that are concern to them, unfortunate to me, are little things. To me, more important is to be able to work. Now, they did say something about buying another location. I can't afford it. The girls have been renting for me now for a few years. With the rent that they gave me, I can't afford the new lease. I can't. That means they'll have to go find jobs somewhere else. And they won't be finding jobs somewhere else because nobody rents. Because you don't make money renting. But that's okay. I'm able to provide this for them if this goes ahead. And they won't have to worry about. So it's not about me or this lady can just buy this home or this neighborhood or this, whatever it is. There's just so much money I have available, and this is it. And I can't afford to sign my new lease when it comes up for signage, which is coming up soon. I think it would be a more successful neighborhood, a more happy neighborhood. It won't interfere with the actual neighborhood behind the premises. If you look at my little flyer that is passing around, you'll see that everything is just for the best for the neighborhood, for the people that work with me, and for everybody, really. There were lots of things, so sorry, I'm just... when Deborah just moved in, this is lady right next to me. I was very anxious to go and see her, and I said to her, "Hi, nice to meet you," whatever. And I told her right away, "It's going to be a hair salon if I can." And she's, "Great, I won't have to go far away for my hair." Oh no, I was so thrilled that she was so understanding. I went to her later on saying, "What kind of fence would you like? I think we should both pick a fence so you're happy with it." "Yeah, no problem. Show me whatever." We even agreed that I was going to hire her son when he comes back from, I believe, Vancouver. I'm not sure where. We even agreed on that he was going to work for me for painting the shop inside. So I don't understand. Someone in the neighborhood went around. One of the 3 people that did not agree with me in the beginning went around and tried to persuade, I guess, different people. But if you look around at other places, other Montreal or other countries or more busy places, they all cook together. Like a small business is great for a neighborhood. And it should be a go-ahead. It should be something that people should be happy about, especially if I'm giving them all the obstacles that they have. I have met them. I mean, they're all there. There's nothing that they really could complain, really. Yes, the ladies are right that I did take some shrubs and some trees off the land. One big spruce tree was infected, so everybody knows. So it had to come down no matter what. The other one that was exactly like it but is healthy is there. The shrubs that were on the corner were some good and some dead, and you have pictures of them. And really all the little things that I've done to the property outside has improved the look of the place. I've been, and everybody that live in the area seen me working hard at making this place look great for them and for the neighborhood. And I have even have people come up to me that walk by the sidewalk saying that the place looks much better. And I haven't even done any landscaping yet or anything like that. And I will be doing that no matter what I do with the house, even if I rent it out to university students or if I have my business. Either one of those are going to be landscaped and they're going to be beautiful. So don't worry about that. Whatever I chose to do or I can do, it will be great. Sorry. It will be good looking home. They have done their own math about clientele and how much people are coming and going. We wish, we really wish it was that high, but nevertheless, we have our clientele and we're happy with that. But really, that is a little bit off, a big off. My neighbor said that she can relax when she comes to the neighborhood and after work to have a whatever. She wants to just come to a relaxed neighborhood. You're welcome to all come to the place if I open it. They will be more relaxed than at home having your pedicures and facials and whatnot and talking about your day at work. There are other businesses in the corners, very close across from the train track. It is not in the middle of its street on a neighborhood. It's more on a very traffic area. And as I mentioned before, and I tried to tell my neighbors about it, the entrance won't be through Renfrew, will be through Grant and the back. I will relieve Renfrew as a neighborhood look home. And the main thing is that everybody agrees with that. I mean, when I talk to them, perfect. I'm so sorry for myself and for my coworkers that there's so much opposition. But nevertheless, I think you are going to get my point and see what is right about this and vote for whatever you think is right and more. Who is going to benefit more? Eight homes. They're worrying and they're fighting about parking spots. I mean, we're talking about people's lives here. And it's true. You can go and Google. You can go find out how many hair salons really rent chairs. They'll have to start from scratch again. And there's nothing around where we are. Nothing. They can't rent chairs there. That means they'll have to go far away to Corydon where they're going to lose half of their clientele for going too far and don't have any parking whatsoever around there as well. So I ask you, I plead you to agree with me. Eight people are hoping that you're going to say approve this, and I hope you do the right decision.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Councilor, do you have any questions for staff or?
For Tatiana, a couple questions.
For her?
Yep.
Okay. Titania, Councillor Orlico has a question for you.
There was a comment made before, and I'm not sure if it was accurate or not, that indicated you'd be living in this corner.
No, I never have indicated that. The small piece of paper that I did write for them to read before they signed, it says eight people working full-time there.
That's okay. I just want to clarify, because this for another question later.
You have it on your files.
And so you're looking at, just to clarify as well, regarding the density, you're looking at eight rental chairs.
Right.
Anything else? That is there any sub things like massage chairs separate or no. Full-time chairs? So it's eight chairs.
Oh, and an esthetician, which is she rents a room.
An esthetician. Okay, that's another one.
I should say seven chairs and an esthetician. I have my chair there, but...
Right, if it's needed, yeah. But eight chairs. And just another question regarding the parking. You indicated in your first presentation that you were looking at parking on the rail line.
There is... a land that is close to the railway. They are about 40 to 50 feet from the railway to the back lane. And most people actually do park there.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
But I have inquired about it. And if the place is kept clean and neat, I'm allowed to park there.
Okay. And that was from the railway?
CP Rail.
That's CP, or
CP Rail owns the train track closer to us, and the other company that is there owns the rest of them. But CP Rail owns the one close to the back lane. Okay.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. You can have a seat.
Okay, just to the administration.
Regarding, just to keep on that line about the parking, not for yourself, sorry. I'm talking to Michael now. Regarding the parking of the rail line there, I thought that rail line, is that not BNSF rail line, or is that...
It's BNSF on the east side and CP on the west side.
Make it even more interesting. Okay. Okay, that explains. I was actually unaware of that. Interesting. Because it's my understanding that CP or BNSF are not very keen... people parking on those lines.
We're not very keen on it either.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of the proposal.
No. So that I think I'm not keen on it either. And I know people in the neighborhood do it, but it could be. I know what we've gotten calls from the rail lines before. So that's why I was a little curious on that one. The other question I have regarding some of the other properties that were mentioned in here. For example, I think it was Bix on Grant, and there's another hair studio down the way. Vix, I believe, is already located in a C1 property.
Victor's is a home occupation.
So Victor's is the one on Queenston?
He resides at the residence.
And that's the one located on Queenston? Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So that's why that one's an R1. Continues to be an R1.
That's correct.
And the other Harris place that we mentioned was in the C1. Okay, so that explains that. Was there? There's also some questions and regarding waste removal. How does that work in a property the size? It's just the roll bins. They'd be given.
I believe it would be commercial. They'd have to hire a commercial hauler, like waste management or something.
So they need a roll. They need a.
Dumpster.
The dumpster.
There's a dumpster enclosure shown on the plan, so they'll have to screen the dumpster.
Okay. Give me a sec. Okay. I'm ready to roll. This one. Right there now. That dude.